My homily today is about hospitality, and there are two phrases which I'm going to give you, and I ask you to think about them, maybe take them home and pray about them. The first one comes from the second reading from the Apostle James. He says, show no partiality. Show no partiality. The second phrase goes like this: hospitality is ground zero in the Christian life. Hospitality is ground zero in the Christian life. And I'm going to give you two stories about hospitality. Actually, one is about a truly hospitable Christian community, and the other one is about one that isn't. Now, sadly, the one that isn't is a Catholic community near us. The other one is a Protestant community in Syracuse. The Catholic community close to us has had a problem with loitering in front of their church. Homeless people, drug addicts, so forth and so on. So their solution was to put up this mosquito machine, which emits this high-pitched sound, which is supposed to get rid of loiterers. Now, if you put it up one way, it gets rid of teenagers, and we want to keep that in mind, right? No, I'm sorry, I don't mean that. The other one, if it's a higher pitch, is adults. Now, what had happened? What's happened? I think it's down now. I believe Bishop Matano said, get that down. But what happened was people that lived in the neighborhood couldn't open their windows because of this. People that went to work noticed it. A lot of negative PR. I'm embarrassed as a Catholic that this happened. Someone wrote in the commentary, why don't you just build a moat and throw boiling oil on these people? Now, that's not hospitality. That's not hospitality. Many ways they could have dealt with it. Get to know who the people are, point them to the Catholic Family Center, House of Mercy, so forth and so on. But they showed partiality. They said the group that comes into the church is one group. You people out front are not really welcome here. Lack of hospitality. The Christian community in Syracuse showed hospitality. It began, there was a woman, professor at Syracuse University, grew up in a Italian family. I assume she grew up in a Catholic family. And as she grew up, she became a very strident feminist, was an active lesbian, very opposed to the patriarchal structure. She did her research, she taught at Syracuse University, so forth and so on, and she wrote an editorial about all of her anger about these things. And a Protestant minister and his wife read that article, that editorial, and what did they do? Well, they got in touch with her and invited her over for dinner. Now, the woman said they didn't talk religion. They didn't invite her to church. They just gave her a wonderful meal, and they had a wonderful discussion. And then the woman invited them over, and back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, until the woman felt very comfortable and accepted and was able to talk about her journey. And because of that hospitality, the upshot was she became a Christian. And today she has people over to her house for dinner so that they can share their lives with one another. That's hospitality. I don't think we can argue with that. Here, this couple didn't know this woman, she didn't know them, and yet they reached out to her and provided her with a place to come to where she could feel safe and talk about her life. And again, it wasn't just one dinner or five dinners, it was many dinners, but they provided the opportunity for this woman to review her life and make some very, very distinct decisions. And so today she carries that on by being hospitable herself. So that couple didn't show any preferences. They went to this woman, invited her, knowing who she was and what she thought. And the question for us is, where do we fall on that continuum of hospitality? Do we have preferences? Do we have partialities and preferences in who we deal with or whatever? do we treat certain people a different way because they look like us, think like us, or do we reject other people because they're not like us? Now, the gospel is constantly talking about, you know, don't show partiality towards any one group. You got to treat everybody equally. Why? Because they're our brothers and sisters. And if we want them to come to know the Lord and come to healing, which is what God wants, then we have to be open to being hospitable. In the gospel message today, Jesus was hospitable, and the people that brought the deaf man to Jesus were hospitable. It says, and some people brought this man to Jesus. I don't know who these people were, maybe family, maybe friends, acquaintances, but they loved this man so much that they were willing to accompany him, bring him to Jesus for healing. And Jesus did heal him, even though it's clear from the gospel message that this man was a pagan. We know that because this happened in the Decapolis, the region of 10 cities, 10 pagan cities. So Jesus didn't say, well, are you a Jew? Because if you're not, I'm not going to heal you. No, he healed him. And his friends brought him, probably not Jewish, but they thought, we want the best for our friend. And so being hospitable themselves, they brought him to the great hospitality giver, Jesus, who is the great healer. And that's our story. It's supposed to be our story. We too are supposed to be bringing people into the church so that they can find healing, because that's the vision of God. That's what it says in Isaiah. The desert will bloom. People will be cured of their deafness and their blindness. And we see this happening in the gospel. That's what God wants now. So if we're saying to some people no, we're basically saying to God, we're not going to be open to everyone. We're not going to allow people to come into this house of healing so that they can find healing. And who gives the healing? Well, ultimately it's God, but he does it through us. And as I've said many times, we've been given charisms by the Holy Spirit to be used to bring people to the Lord. One of the charisms happens to be hospitality. So if we have that charism, we have to practice it. Another charism might be healing, and it might be emotional healing, spiritual healing, it might be physical healing. One of you may have, or maybe some of you, may have the gift of physical healing, the charism given by the Holy Spirit. Do you know if you do or not? If you think you do, try it out. I'll talk to you about it. But we're supposed to be thinking that way because the Holy Spirit is as alive today as he ever was, and God continues to shower upon us his gifts so that we can be known as a community of hospitality. Now, we do some of that. Obviously, we have our supper program. What a wonderful program of hospitality. And I know from Diane Cannell over at St. Mary, she leaves a hose out for the homeless people if they want to wash themselves, and she points them to different places where there is food. Those are examples of hospitality, but it's all of us that have to be part of that welcome to everyone, because again, God wants everyone to be healed. This is God's house. This is a house of healing, and we're supposed to be healers. And obviously, if the word got out that we don't have an unwelcome sign, but we have a welcome sign, and more important, we have welcoming people that notice those who come into the church, more and more people are going to feel welcome. They're going to feel safe. They're going to realize that they are noticed and cared for and cared about, and that's what should be happening. So on that continuum of hospitality, where are we? Where are we going as a community? Now, we do it individually, obviously, out in the world, but as a community, we're supposed to be strategizing with one another and say, how can we be more hospitable? How can we be less preferential in terms of focusing on only one group or another? How can we make it clear that these doors are open to anyone and that we will welcome them? Find out who they are, what their needs are, what wounds do they have? And we need to do that because that's one way of saying thank you to God, because we're all wounded people. I am. God heals me again and again. He forgives my sins. He anoints me. We're all in that wounded category, and we know how God wants us to be healed again and again and to welcome others. But it's up to us as individuals and as a community to really practice hospitality, not just think about it up here and nice thoughts and this, that, and the other thing, but to go out of our way to practice hospitality, to go up to the stranger, find out who they are, to maybe even invite a homeless person to lunch, just to find out who they are. Because if you remember, St. Francis embraced the leper. It's actually Jesus, but he didn't know that. And Jesus, of course, embraced everybody, no matter who they were, anyone who was in need. Can we do that as well as a sign of our faith in Christ and our call to be hospitable people, to be a hospitable community? So again, as we go back to those phrases, show no partiality. Got to keep thinking that, you know, we may want to do that because we're uncomfortable, we're fearful, whatever, but if we keep thinking, no, God's with me, I don't want to show partiality and practice that, we need to do that. And then to remember that hospitality is at the very core, ground zero of our Christian faith. If we are hospitable, if we are open, if we are truly free, as the Lord wants us to be truly free, we're not going to worry about anything. We're only going to be looking for ways in which we can reach out to people who are in need and in need of healing so that they will come into this house of healing and come to the Lord who is the divine healer. So we have many, many reasons to do what we're called to do. We have the gifts from the Lord. We have the sacrament. When we receive the body of Christ, we are healed. We are encouraged, we are strengthened to do our work, we have the support of one another. Wouldn't we like that for everyone? So again, as a community, we're called to be hospitable, to remember that there's no partiality with God, and therefore we can't be people who focus on one group over the other. And to remember this, be hospitable is to really be like God, to be open, to be welcoming to anybody who comes and who is in need of our help. But not only those who come, but those who are out there that we're to go in search of so that we can bring them the healing of God. So again, if we are truly grateful for what God has done for us in terms of healing and hospitality, how can we deny that to others? So as we go forth today, let's think of those ways in which we can be hospitable and work with one another so that we can become a more hospitable community, always welcoming the stranger, seeking the healing of those who come here, so that they too can be healed of their wounds and enter into the goodness of this community of believers.